RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
The Healthy Self is all about you. Here's author, lecturer, and holistic nutritional consultant, Michael Schwartz.
Do you have that white mustache, that got milk mustache that people look for in the ads? It's really interesting, but milk, and I'm an advocate of less is best. The less dairy you bring into your system, the better off you are. No phlegm, no mucus, no casein, no acidity. And to really get the scoop on milk, the myth, and the calcium it's supposed to deliver to you, I have with me the host from Veg TV, Marie Osser. Marie, would you kind of share with people more insights about this myth of calcium in milk?
Well, you know, the whole Got Milk campaign, I like to call it the white lie, because they've been promoting milk as an antidote to osteoporosis. Eat yogurt, it'll give you, you know, strengthen your bones and all of that, when the opposite is actually true. Milk protein is highly acidic. And when you drink a glass of milk, your blood becomes acidic. And the body, in trying to buffer the blood, trying to buffer that acidity out of the blood and make it more alkaline, will go to the one place where it can balance out that acidity immediately. It will go to the bones and it will leach calcium from the bones and pull it into the blood to buffer the blood, which then the calcium goes out through the kidneys. That is an actual cause of osteoporosis. It is not a cure, it's a cause.
Isn't that amazing that there is so much misinformation out there and so skewed? And again, it's something I said in a previous session when we worked together, and that is the concern is really about the profitability of a company and not the health of people. Even our government is more concerned about the profitability of companies than they are about the health of the American public.
Sure, I think they don't know. They know.
Of course they know. And, you know, I spent 4 years on the national board of the Natural Products Association, and the people from the FDA would come and speak to us. Well, it's so interesting that when they leave the FDA, they go back to their pharmaceutical company.
Mm-hmm.
So the American public really is fed so many different types of myths, lies, propaganda, stuff to program them into non-thinking. So I'm glad to hear you saying what you're saying. What can people do if they, you know, are needing more calcium? And
you know, there are many plant-based sources for calcium. Well, for one thing, one thing we need to mention before we get off this is, you know, vitamin D is really what's necessary to keep your bones firm. If you don't have vitamin D, you're not going to metabolize the calcium that you can get from plant foods. For instance, one cup of collard greens, you know, greens or kale, collard greens, 358 milligrams of calcium. Kale, 180 milligrams. Turnip greens, 250. Greens are wonderful. I love, you know, sauteing greens and adding some soy sausage or, you know, some kind of like tempeh or something like that and a little sriracha sauce, and I'm good to go. And it's very, very good. It's got lots of calcium. Spinach has 244 milligrams of calcium. Tempeh, 215 milligrams of calcium in a cup. And, you know, when you buy soy milk, it's fortified. It's fortified with 368 milligrams of calcium. Hemp milk has 460 milligrams of calcium. How about orange juice? 300 milligrams of calcium in a cup. So a tofu, 516 milligrams, depending on how it's been formed. You know, soybeans, just a cup of soybeans, 175 milligrams of calcium, straight up. Blackstrap molasses. You take 2 tablespoons of blackstrap molasses, 400 milligrams of calcium. You know, the RDA, they have people taking calcium tablets. You know, they've got a recommended daily allowance for calcium of, it's now up to 1,200 milligrams, right, a day. And in the first place, the body can't absorb more than 500 milligrams of calcium at any time. So that's half of that's just going to go down the toilet. It's gone. But the reason they do that is because they assume that Americans are on the SAD, the standard American diet, of animal protein, right, which causes the body to leach calcium from the bones, and they are like all allopathic medicine seems to be, they're treating the symptom without curing the cause. They're treating the symptom. The calcium is going out through the kidneys because they're eating animal products and drinking milk, and they're trying to replace it with calcium tablets, the supplements.
Well, yes, and on some levels, I don't know that we're in agreement in that, and I do believe that people do need supplementation because
I
the diet...
Calcium.
Oh, there you go.
I take 500, though.
Well, see... at night, I would recommend, and this is something I personally do because I know it helps me sleep better. Mm-hmm. I will take maybe 6 or 7 of my multi-mineral tablets, and mm-hmm. 4 of them provide, I think, 600 milligrams of calcium, but it's an amino acid chelate, plus I have trace minerals, all other kind of stuff. But where I wanted to go with this was that not only does the meat, fish, fowl, dairy, nuts, and grains all cause an acid ash in the blood and mm-hmm. in the bloodstream. And the calcium, people aren't getting enough calcium, even with supplementation. And, you know, when you take a look at the American diet, very few people really eat salads, eat greens. I mean, take a look at a supermarket. You got a 50,000 square foot in building, and maybe 1,000 square feet is to fresh produce and, fruits and veggies.
Well, people want to know. They walk right by the kale. They don't know what to do with it. Go to Veg TV. I'll show you what to do with it.
There you go. And people should learn from you how to become a good vegetarian because mm-hmm. it's better for the planet. It's better for their health. My wife and I have been following a vegetarian lifestyle for the last, well, we're together 45 years, and when we met, we were both vegetarians at the time. In fact, mm-hmm. it was being vegetarian that got me involved in the health food industry, and to me, I found my home. Mm-hmm. What would you have people do in addition to doing lots and lots of greens? I know exercise is also good for strengthening bones.
Right. Well, vitamin D is very important. Magnesium. Got to have magnesium. Most calcium or many calcium products are also supplemented with magnesium. Magnesium, vitamin D. Stay away from dairy products. Stay away from animal products. It's the dairy products and the animal products which put you on the other side of calcium. In countries where, like Africa, where there are populations that don't eat dairy, they don't know from dairy, they don't know from animal products, they don't do that. They have a 500 milligram calcium component in their body. Now, as far as Americans are concerned, most Americans do eat animal products and dairy products. I would say avoid that. Take your supplements. It can't hurt. But if you avoid the dairy products and the animal products, you will be far better off. Your bones will be stronger.
Without a doubt. Less, when it comes to dairy, less is best. And in reality, if you could cut back on your meat, your fish, your fowl, nuts, grains, dairy, you will end up prolonging your life for a number of different reasons. Part of it is the acidity issue because bacteria, and I'm going to use that, or germs, I'll use that as a catch-all, loves an acidic environment. So does cancer. Get healthy. Get really healthy. Start thinking about becoming vegetarian or at least a pseudo-vegetarian. Reduce the amount of flesh foods. You've been listening to Michael Schwartz and my guest Marie Osser on Radio MD. Stay healthy.